This might look like it's in the middle of like a national park or something. There's this wooden bridge, looks like it's been there a while. There's trees. There's nothing really around, or so it looks like. It's actually in the middle of St. Louis, and this is a nature preserve. I forget the exact title of it, but it's in St. Louis, and we went there when we were visiting St. Louis with, my wife and I were visiting St. Louis with our kids, and we went to see some friends, and they have kids, and so we all went out to this nature preserve, and it was really cool, and we just got to walk around in these paths, and you know, we didn't do anything in particular. We just wandered around, and it was great. The weather was nice, and the kids had a good time, and of course, I had my camera. So I come across this bridge, or we all did, and everyone had already gone past at this point, and I kind of hung back a little bit just to take a picture, and I didn't want to think too much about it, but I really wanted to frame I wanted to get the composition right. So I ducked down and I wanted to get the tree in the foreground, or it's not in the foreground. I wanted to get the foremost tree in there and have a sense of scale for this bridge. If I would have taken this picture standing up, it would have looked much different. It wouldn't have seemed as majestic or unique. It would have just seemed like a snapshot of a bridge. But I tried to take the picture in such a way that it made it a little more interesting. And I like how there's all the green leaves in the background, and you can see the path receding on the left. And it looks like kind of a not an abandoned, but it doesn't look like that fancy of a path because it's not. And it kind of adds to the overall feel of the photo. It feels kind of low tech or low key, and I hope that comes through here. I don't remember. This is originally a JPEG photo, and I tweaked a little bit in Lightroom. And what I'm discovering is that there's not nearly as much highlight and shadow recovery in JPEGs compared to RAWs. And this is coming from someone who is fairly new to shooting JPEGs. It's not that I don't like editing RAWs. It's that it's just time consuming. And so if I can get it right in camera with a JPEG, great. And if not, there's room to tweak, but not nearly as much as RAW. And in this picture, I didn't really need highlight and shadow recovery. I needed to change the colors just a little bit. The original was a little bland. So I amped up the saturation, adjusted the white balance just a little bit. And I think the end result's pretty decent. I have another photo, which is on my Flickr. And it's the same shot only, or the same scene, but from a different angle where you don't see the bridge. And it's kind of just without a clear focal point, it's kind of a mess. And here there was a clear focal point, the bridge. So I thought it worked out a little better, which is why it's going here on the blog.